Morning, everyone. Back from vacation. A couple days in sunny Atlanta.
Was it a vacation for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends who's asking, but it was. You know. Really, really. Let's begin the today's daf in Erevin daf Tzadi Aleph, Tzadi One, in Erevin and. Let's remind ourselves what happened. We started the new perek just a couple of days ago, back on Pei Tes, and the new perek talked about the carrying of items in a chatzer, within a chatzer, from a chatzer to a roof, from a roof to a karpuff. Now let's get a couple of things straight. And as we already know, we've discussed this time and again. We're now towards the end of Erevin. We know this already as pretty cut and dry rules that on Shabbos it's also meant the rights that are carried from a house to a Rishus Rabbim, from Rishus Rabbim to a house, those are your Suri Daraisa. Along comes Shlomo Amach made a gzera that one's not allowed to carry from one house to another house, or from a house to a courtyard. In other words, that's also midrabbanan to do so. So what do we do? So the solution is going to be Erev. We combine, we incorporate, we put everyone together in order to create a unified entity. The Mishnah that begins, the ninth parak of Erevin, gives us a somewhat of a leniency in the regards of this Gzera Derabbanan. And that is the following. That even though it's understood that I cannot, without an Erev, I cannot carry from a house into a Chatzer, and I cannot carry from a Chatzer back to a house, and I cannot carry from a house to another house, if we didn't make an Erev, all that's understood, but, and this is subject to a Machlokas, but right now let's just say it broadly, and then we'll talk more specifics. I'm allowed to carry from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Okay, even if no Eruv was made. Meaning for Kalim that were Shovis Bechatzer, Kalim that started Shabbos in the Chatzer, not in the house, but Kalim that started in the Chatzer, as long as it's not a Muksa item, so I can pick up the item and carry it from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Okay, I can do the same thing with rooftops as well. Meaning that if I'm holding an item that started the Shabbos on one rooftop, I can carry it from one rooftop to another rooftop. This idea that I cannot go from one house to another house, that is an idea specific to batim, specific to houses, but not necessarily to other types of rishuyos. Okay, that's the broader discussion. Now, to be more specific, so we got to go back to the Mishnah, we got to take a look back again at the Mishnah. In fact, we're going to read the Mishnah again, because really the entirety of today's daf, or I should say half of today's daf, is really predicated on a proper understanding of the Mishnah. I'm back in the Mishnah, I'm Peites, I'm at Aleph, I'm reading the Mishnah again. So all the rooftops of the city are Rishut Achas. Now, we're not talking rooftops like we have. Our rooftops are on a slant, their rooftops were flat. In other words, think of the apartment buildings. Basically, the rooftop is a flat rooftop. And basically what happens is that when you walk in the rooftops, you're basically going, jumping from one house to another house to another house. You know, their houses were like townhouses with a flat rooftop over the top. So it's very easy to traverse from one rooftop to another. So according to our Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, which we know is Rav Meir, it actually says so in the Mishnah, Kol Gagos here, Rishos Achas. So all the rooftops of the city are considered one Rishos. V'ashalo yehi gag gavo yud or namuch yud. To Rav Meir, you can't have a discrepancy of 10 tfachim vertical between one and another. That'll create separate Rishos, but barring that, I could jump from one rooftop to another, carrying items with me on Shabbos, but again, not items that start in the house, because I'm not allowed to transfer from the house to the rooftop, but for the items that start on the rooftop, I can go ahead and transfer them from a rooftop to another rooftop, and that's not a problem. Divrei Rav Meir, those are the words of Rav Meir. Okay. Analysis coming up in the Gemara. Just let's get the facts down on the ground. Now the Chachamim say no, that every one of them is its own independent rishus. Okay, once again, we're going to analyze that better, we're going to understand that better, but that is Shitas Chachamim. And then Shitas Rabbi Shimon Amar, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Chatzeros, Ve'echad Karfifos, Rishas Achas, Ein Lekem Sheshavtu L'Sochem, V'lo Lekem Sheshavtu B'Soch HaBayis. And then the third Shitas Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is the most makel. Rabbi Shimon says, here's what you could do with an item. I could take an item and go from one roof to another roof. I can then go from a rooftop to a chatzer. I can then take the item, this very same item, from the chatzer to a karpuff. Meaning there, as long as it's these public enclosures, right? If I'm clear about that, any one of these public enclosures, meaning not a house, but a rooftop and a chatzer and a karpov. Karpov, by the way, basically the back lot. Okay, we'll talk more about that later this morning. But in other words, any one of these public enclosures, so Rabbi Shimon says that the Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Shlomo HaMelech does not encompass these areas. All these areas are basically considered the same type of area, and therefore malat to carry from a roof to a roof, from a roof to a chatzer, from a chatzer to a karpov. Again, only with kelim that started out in these places on the beginning of Shabbos. Not for items that start in the house.
If he's going from the roof of the chatzer, he has to traverse the house.
Yeah, so I'm right. To go through the house, that's out of the question.
Okay.
That's absolutely out of the question. The only way to envision this is basically where, you know, the houses are built on a tilt, on a slant, and basically I can easily go from one person's rooftop over into someone else's courtyard.
We're
right.
Assuming that all the roofs are touching each other, except the discrepancy in the vertical, but
yeah, do they have to be actually touching one another? So I don't remember. I'm not sure.
If they're separated by more than 10 amos,
right. Okay, today's daf is daf Tzadi Aleph. We're going to begin at the very bottom of Tzadi Amud Beis. We're starting with the words Amar Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda now is going to basically go like this. I'm going to explain, says Rav Yehuda, basically all three shitas. Shitas Rav Meir, Shitas Chachamim, Shitas Rabbi Shimon. And then later this morning, we're going to talk about Psak Halacha, which one of the three opinions do we follow Le Halacha. But first, before we get to the Halacha, an analysis of each position. Kishetimtza Lomar. As Rashi explains, meaning we're basically going to try to really give analysis, strong analysis, on each one of the three positions. Ledivra Meir, Gagan Rishos La'atzman, Chatzeros Rishos La'atzman, Karfifas Rishos La'atzman. So let's start off with Reb Meir. So Reb Meir is basically of the position that each one of these have their own identity. Rooftops have their own identity, Chatzeros have their own identity, and Karfifas have their own identity. And because each one of them have their own identity, so therefore I can take an item, and there is no restriction to carry the item from one rooftop to another. Even if those rooftops are owned by different people, it does not matter. In other words, basically rooftops have their own category, one separate category, and therefore I can carry from one rooftop to another. And the same thing would be true for chatzeros, meaning if I have chatzeros that are next to one another, contiguous to one another, and even if they're owned, the chatzeros are owned by different people, but again, chatzeros share a very similar identity, and therefore I'm allowed to carry from one chatzer to another. And the same thing would be true by karpov. Karpov is like the back lots of their houses. The karpov as well, I'm allowed to carry from one karpov to another, even if they're owned by different people, because again, as far as he's concerned, the main point is identification. Roofs have one identity, chatzeros have a second identity, and karfifim have a third identity. Now, it could be, by the way, it's not really that clear in terms of why. It could be that the identities is based on function, meaning that the rooftops have a particular function to them, and so therefore rooftops have their unique identity, and the same thing we'll say by chatzer and karpov. Okay. Just one point, by the way, Rashi makes this point. You see the first Rashi on Sadi Aleph and Aleph. It's a long Rashi. Rashi says, every time we say the word karpov, Rashi says, know this. We're not talking about a karpov that we talked about in the beginning of the Masechta. You remember back in the Chavs, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, I'm going on memory, right? I may be off a little bit. But you remember in the beginning we talked about a karpov. You're not allowed to carry within a karpov if it's a large enclosure greater than 5,000 square amos, and it's low hukaf ledir, it was not enclosed for residential use. So if you remember, we said that any one of those karpovs have a karmala status, and I'm not allowed to carry within the karpov. So Rashi says, good, that gemara over there, keep that over there. When we're talking about karpov over here, we're talking about where it's less than a base sasayim, because had it been greater than a base sasayim, there'd be the rabbinic prohibition of carrying within a karpov that's greater than a base sasayim. So therefore, our discussion over here, whenever we use the word karpov in today's daf, we're just simply talking about it's smaller than a base sasayim, and it's just, in other words, chatzer is in the front of the house, and karpov typically is in the back of the house. So just know that that's an important that's an important distinction between what we're talking about now versus what happened earlier in the Masechta. Okay, but good. But in other words, so now we have Rav Meir down. Rav Meir basically talks about the identities. The identities of a rooftop, the identities of a chatzer, and the identities of a karpov. Each one of them have their own unique function to them. And therefore, Rav Meir says, I can carry an item from one gog to another. even if thrown by different people. I can carry an item from one chatzit to another, even if thrown by different people, same by Karpov. Okay. Adkan, that is Divrei Meir. Now let's move on to the Chachamim. One at the very top of Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, Gagin v'chatzir v'shushas achas, Karfifos v'shushas achasin. Now, basically, the Chachamim are going to come out very similar to Rav Meir. It's just that the Chachamim are of the position that Gag and Chatzir basically share the same function. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, I can carry from a Gag to another Gag. I can carry from a Gag to a Chatzir. The only thing that has a distinct identity is a Karpov. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi helps us understand this a little bit better. According to the Chachamim. Now, by the way, sorry. Let me just back it up a little bit. I'm sorry. I want to move backwards just one step. Before I moved on to the Chachamim, there was an important point that I failed to mention by Reb Meir. Let me just go back to Reb Meir for just a second. We talked about separate identities. A rooftop has one identity, Karpov has a second identity, and a Chatzar has a third identity. Why can't I carry from the rooftop to the Chatzar? What's wrong with that? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi writes, I'm on the very top of Tzadi Aleph, Amid Aleph, so Rashi writes, Aval migag lechatzir, u migag lekarpov l'rameir lo. If you see me in Rashi, I'm four lines down in the Rashi, and Rashi explains, why is it according to Rav Meir that I can't on Shabbos carry an item from a rooftop to a chatzar, according to Rav Meir? V'afilu shal ish echad, ki da'amrinan, and even if they're owned by the same person, you cannot do that. Gzera mishum tal b'rishos harabim. Because of gzera, because of rabbinic decree. What's the concern? If I carry from a rooftop to a chatzar, because they have different functions to them and different purposes, so then my next step will be the following. You know what I did? I remember very clearly. I took an item, I moved it from a rooftop into a chatzar. Okay. Which again, Minatora is fine. They're both enclosed areas. It's fine. You're basically moving from one Rosh Hashanah to another. Why, says Rav Meir, can I not do that? Because if I do that, my next step will be, I'm going to be in the Rosh Hashanah, I see this mound in the Rosh Hashanah, and I'm thinking to myself, do you remember? I remember. I carried from the rooftop to the chatzar. Oh, it must be okay. I'm going to be able to now carry from the tell, from this mound, which we all, again, assuming it's 4x4 and 10 tefachim high, that's a Rosh Hashanah, and I'll just move into the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rav Meir is of the position that once things have their own unique identity, I cannot carry from one to the other. So in other words, not from the Gog to the Chatzir, not from the Karfuf to the Chatzir, etc., etc. Each identity has to be kept distinct, and the way Rashi understands Rav Meir, it's a gzera. It's a rabbinic decree because I may take that same basic idea and then move it over to where I'd be violating an Issa Daraisa of Hotzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Adkan Divrei Rav Meir. Okay, now. Okay, sorry. Now we'll start with the position of the Chachamim, and that is the following. According to the Chachamim, Gag and Chatzir share the same identity. Therefore, in Shabbos, I can carry, even without the benefit of an Eruv, from a Gag to a Chatzir, from a Chatzir back to a Gag. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes of the Divrei Chachamim, Delo Gazer Mishum Tel. So Rashi explains that Chachamim do not subscribe to this idea of Rav Meir. Rav Meir made a gzera that if I carry from one unique identity to another, what's going to end up happening is that my next step is I'm going to be carrying from a mound to Rosh Hashanah. The Chachamim don't subscribe to a gzera like this at all. So therefore, Gagim v'chatzir, Rosh Hashanah, saying, Lo shi'italt amigag l'gag, im chalukim ba'aleim, mishum digagim l'rabbanim kebatim ashulahu, ayidei chiluk shalamata. Now, according to the Chachamim, explains Rashi, interesting. In other words, he's lenient, but he's also strict. A little bit of both. Meaning, I can't carry from one rooftop to another rooftop if they're owned by two different people. The division of the house, according to the Chachamim, continues into the roof. Even though, as you're saying on the rooftop, you may not notice the division of property, but I'm not allowed to carry from one property to another. So therefore, Rashi explaining the Chachamim says that according to the Chachamim, I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to carry from one gag to another. However, so Mashayide Chiluk Shlamata Aval. I'm reading Rashi. Mechatzer Sharabim, Chatzer Sharabim, Metaltelin. I can carry from one chatzer to another chatzer. O Megag leChatzer Drabim, Metaltelin. I can also carry from a rooftop to a chatzer. The Alpha Gav the Gag Rishusa Diday the Chatzer Deshutfas Ketanya Berbais Lekaman. Hol the Gag Tashme Shein or Tadir Havei. Sorry, who? Or Havei Mamish Kabayis or Metaltelin Mimen Lechatzer. the amount of use that occurs on the top of roof is not excessive, right? It's minimal amount of use, just like a chatzir. So therefore, in terms of typification, in terms of typing, basically we're going to classify a roof and a chatzir under the same classification. So therefore, according to the Chacham, Imam Alat Tekari, on Shabbos, from a roof to a chatzir. What about a karpuff? Why is karpuff? It's in its own separate category. Let's take a look at the next Rashi. Karpipos rishos achas ve'afilo hein shel shnayim dechov rishos shmo shava mutlo chutz min hagag ava mechatzel karpuff afilo dechai gavra osir. Even if they're owned by the same person, it would be prohibited. Again, all this without the benefit of an eruv. Gag and chatzir have the same amount of general usage, and therefore they could be classified under one category, but karpuff, even less usage. Right? They use the back lot for very little in the good old days. Okay? And that now takes us through the shita of the Chachamim. So therefore, we have up to this point in time given analysis to the opinion of Rav Meir, who basically says everything is its own separate category, roofs and courtyards and karpifos are basically all their own separate categories. And then the position of the Chachamim is that no, the chatzir and the gag are basically one category, and the karpuf is a second category. As Rashi points out, the Chachamim, to a certain degree, are more machmir than Rabbi Meir, because even on the rooftops, if they're owned by two different people, I can't carry from one rooftop to another. But according to the Chachamim, I would have no problem carrying from a chatzir to a gag, and from a gag to a chatzir.
Assuming they're the same owner or different owners.
Rashi writes, hold on a second, the gag could be owned by one person, and the chatzir could be owned by a corporate group. Doesn't seem to make a difference, according to the Chachamim. And finally, and then let's get to the last shita, and that's the shita Rabbi Shimon. Now, this is the shita that we should be spending a good amount of our attention to, as I'm about to disclose. We're going to see later on, the halacha follows like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, and then we're back in the Gemara, and we're reading now, we're on the top of the Amud, the Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Kulan Rishus Achas Hain. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's all one Rishus. And that means that according to Rabbi Shimon, what comes out is that you can carry from a chatzir to a karpuf, from a karpuf to a gag, and in other words, then you could just keep circulating and going around and around and around. And there would be no problem whatsoever in these like public enclosed areas. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav. Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Yehuda. And the Gemara points out that we're going to support Rav. We're going to support Rav Yehuda. Now, at the beginning of this morning, we started with the position of Rav Yehuda. Who's Rav? Where's Rav? He hasn't surfaced in today's daf. What is the Gemara doing? The Gemara is going back to daf Peites. Where Rav over there was of the opinion. You remember, you were on the top of a roof and. It was a question of, in other words, I can carry an item on the roof throughout the entirety of the roof, or just dalet amos of the roof. So if you remember, back on Peites, there was a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. And Rav was of the opinion that you can only carry only four amos on the top of the roof. What about the fact the top of the roof is Rishus Yachid, and we have this idea of good osik, the walls of the house continue to ascend and go up? So, right, you remember we spoke about Stu spoke about that if the walls are not recognizable, so then we don't have this idea of good ostik and the walls don't go up, and therefore you're limited to only carrying dalamas on the top of the roof.
You're both arguing with an opinion of the Chacham.
Right. Correct. So Tan Kavase Derav, Tan Kavase Derav Yehuda. So now the Gemara is just going to bring a brisa, even though it sounds like it's a little bit late. I mean, it sounds like we're 2 days too late for this, but we're not too late. We're in the ninth parak, so it's one topic of discussion. So we have a brisa supporting Rav Tanya, and we have a brisa supporting Rav Yehuda. So, but first things first, let's go back to Rav Tanya Kavase Derav. The Gemara quotes a brisa supporting Rav Kogagos here Rishus Achasein the Aser LaHalos LaRed Minagagim LaChatzir UMinachatzir LaGagim. So I cannot move an item, and I cannot transfer an item from a rooftop to a courtyard, nor from a courtyard to a rooftop. and any item that started in the chutzar I can carry within the chutzar. Any item begagim or talta begagim. Any item that started in the rooftop I can carry within the rooftop. Ovelvad shalayhe gagavo yodo nomach yodiv Reb Meir. As long as one roof is not higher or lower than another roof, greater than 10 tefachim. Vechachamim omrim kol echa veechad reshus la'atzmo. The Chachamim say every roof is its own separate property, as we already got done saying once this morning. Second time this morning we're making the point that according to the Chachamim, just like the houses themselves are divided properties, the roofs that are over their heads are also divided properties. You got to kind of like, on the rooftop, you got to mark off, right? His house ends here, his house begins there. And according to the Chachamim, I cannot carry on Shabbos from one property rooftop property to another, again, without the benefit of an Eruv. And here's the part of the brisa that we want. It's supportive of Rav. Ein metaltan bo, ela bedalid. And on the rooftop itself, I can only carry within 4 amas. I cannot carry more than 4 amas. Again, because it's not mechitzos nikaros, it's not recognizable walls, and therefore I cannot carry greater than 4 amas. Okay, good. Okay, that took us back. That was just like a little reminder of what happened back on Daf Peites. But now we turn to our discussion. We now know we have 3 opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir, the Chacham, and Rabbi Shimon. And we gave analysis on all 3 opinions. We explored all 3 opinions. Now, of the 3, which one is Lamaisa? Which one do we follow? Tanya Kavasi, the Rav Yehuda. Well, I'm sorry, not yet. Right, soon. I jumped the gun. But in the meantime, however, the idea that we have Rav Yehuda's idea of how to analyze and explain each one of the positions, the Gemara points out, he's right, Rav Yehuda's right, look at the Braisa. We learned by Rabbi Shimon in the town of Tekoa. And what do? We took oil, we took towels, right? In the good old days, they bathed on Shabbos. Right? Those are the good old days. They don't exist anymore. Right? Not even cold water, but that's okay. But in the meantime, however, just understand the brisa. So oil and towels, So we were able to transport towels and oil from rooftop to rooftop, from rooftop to chutzner, from chutzner to chutzner, from chutzner to karpov. You get the basic point. As long as it's these public enclosed areas, and obviously they're contiguous to one another, and I could just basically jump from one to another, and I'd be able to carry on Shabbos even without the benefit of an Eruv, going basically chutzner jumping. And the chutzner jumping allows me to go not only within the chutzneros, but also from chutzner to gag, from gag to karpov, as long as it's these outdoor enclosed areas. I'm Rav Yehuda, okay, and again, what do you see from all this? That again, this is all Rabbi Shimon, right? The Bryce was very clear about that. And what you get from that is that according to Rabbi Shimon, owners don't matter. Meaning, I can go from one person's chutzah to another, and from one person's god to another, and also identity doesn't matter. All these share the same basic identity. I'm Rav Yehuda Maisa B'Shasa Sekana V'Hainu Malin Sefer Torah Mechatzah L'Chatzah Megag L'Chatzah Mechatzah L'Karfav L'Kars Bo. And Rav Yehuda says we did the same thing with the Sefer Torah as well. I'm Rav Lohen Shasa Sekana Raya. And they said, good, I know you did that, but that's not a great proof because that was B'Shasa Sekana. And that does not become proof and evidence. But in other words, and that's an important point, by the way. I don't mean to gloss over it, but the basic reason why we brought the brisa down is once again to illustrate that Rabbi Yehuda's analysis of the 3 opinions, specifically Rabbi Shimon's, is a correct analysis. Good. Okay, so now that we give analysis, now I could say, so who does the halacha follow like? Amar Rav, that's the next part of the Gemara. Sorry, let me just read the heading. Rabbi Shimon Amar Gagan V'chulei. Amar Rav, halacha ke Rabbi Shimon. So the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Now, this is not the first time in the Masechta that we mentioned the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, right? We did that, I'd say, about a week ago. Okay, about 2 weeks ago. Okay, but in the meantime, however, so the halacha goes like Rabbi Shimon, we're Mako. So for Kalim, and by the way, this is important. In other words, this is not going to work for Kalim that started in the house, because for Kalim that started in the house without an Eruv, I cannot carry it from the house to the Chatzar, but for Kalim that started in the Chatzar on Shabbos, so for those items, I can carry them within the chatzir, but according to Rabbi Shimon, more. I can carry it to another chatzar, contiguous. I can carry it to another rooftop, which is contiguous. I can carry it to another karpuf, which is contiguous. And again, this all works according to Rabbi Shimon, and Rav says that's the halacha. The halacha falls like Rabbi Shimon. However, okay, good. Now that part was clear. Now we're going to fine-tune our understanding of Rabbi Shimon one more level down. We're going to go one step deeper into the position of Rabbi Shimon. I now know that according to Rabbi Shimon, I can transport an item on Shabbos without an Eruv from one chatzir to another chatzir. That's given. That's clear. But how about the following? Let's say I have two chatzirs that are next to one another. Okay? Let's say they did not merge and create one joint Eruv, but each one of them made their own separate Eruv. Okay? For the purposes of clarity, let's call the chatzirs. One of them we'll call chatzir A, and the other we'll call chatzir B. So again, they're next to one another, but they didn't merge to make one global joint Eruv. They didn't merge. Now let me ask you a question. According to Rabbi Shimon, can I carry from one chatzir to another for items that started on Shabbos in the chatzir itself? The answer would be yes. Okay? However, let me present a concern. You see, if each one of the chatzirs made their own independent Eruv, so that means that for each chatzir, what can I do? I can take an item out of the house and bring it into the chatzir. So chatzir A could take items from the houses within chatzir A and move them into the chatzir. Chatzir B could do the same thing as well. They could take items from within their house in chatzir B and transport them from the house into the chatzir, again, because each one of them made their own separate Eruv. Now, can I not suggest to you that maybe the concern should be the following? If each one of the chatzirs made their own separate Eruv, so now what's going to happen is someone's going to start with an item in the house of chatzir A, bring it into the courtyard of chatzir A, and then say to themselves, look, halacha's like Rabbi Shimon, I could now take an item and take this item and move it from chatzir A to chatzir B. Is there such a concern that's going to be now a machlokas amarai? So in other words, it's clear that the halacha falls like Rabbi Shimon, but within the shita of Rabbi Shimon, is there going to be now perhaps a concern that if each chatzir made their own independent Eruv, perhaps then for fear of the scenario that I just painted, of somebody taking an item from the house into the chatzir, he then will take it from this chatzir to the next chatzir, thinking to himself, what's the problem? What's the issue? What does he allow to carry? He allows two things. A, to carry within a chatzir, but that everyone allows. There is no... And then, to take this item that started on Shabbos within the chatzir and move it to a different chatzir, or to move it to a different rooftop, or to move it to a different karpuf.
So the fact that you make Eruv, it makes it worse?
The only... Yes. That's correct. Meaning, again, this is going to be debated. But according to one opinion, which we'll see in just a moment, it's Rav's opinion, is that according to Rabbi Shimon, making an Eruv will make it worse. Now, let's put it all in context. Would it make it worse? Meaning for each chatzir, their lives are much better. I can carry from my house to the chatzir, and from my house to somebody else's house. But for this purpose of being able to carry from one chatzir to another, so perhaps if each chatzir made their own independent Eruv, so now for fear that someone's going to take an item from the house to the chatzir, from the chatzir to the other person's chatzir. So maybe, according to Rabbi Shimon, he would put an end to that. So, Amar Rav, halacha ka Rabbi Shimon, v'hu shelo irvu. Aval irvu, lo. Digazrin and demasik lafu kemane debatum lachatzir. So Rav says that Rabbi Shimon subscribes to this concern. And so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, what comes out now is that for an item, for the chatzeros, if each chatzer made their own independent Eruv, now, no. I can't move an item from one chatzer to another, even if that item started in the chatzer. Okay. Shmuel Amar, Bein Irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu, V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan, now Rashi takes out the next two words of the Gemara, Bein Irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu. Okay. So on one side we have Rav, and on the other side, we have Shmuel and we have Rabbi Yochanan. Now, in terms of halach lamais, that's important because if normally we have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, usually we're going to side with Rav. Right? The halachic Rabbi Surin. This is Isser. But over here, it's Shmuel and Rav Yochanan, which perhaps is going to be the reason why, perhaps, I'm suggesting, why lahalacha we're going to side like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. The position of Shmuel and Rav Yochanan is it doesn't matter. If I have two chatzeres that are contiguous to one another, I'm allowed in Shabbos to carry, transport an item from one chatzer to another chatzer, even if the two chatzeres made independent Erevin. Doesn't matter. Now, and the item, and again, all this is under the, you're absolutely correct, all this is under the umbrella of the item started in the chatzar. Absolutely correct. Maskev l'Rav Chista l'Shmuel l'Rav Yochanan yarmu shnei kelim b'chatzar achaz emotiv v'zeh asar. So Rav Chista says to Shmuel, so what a strange conclusion. Meaning that according to Rav Yochanan, and of course Shmuel, what that would mean then is that and for this particular scenario, Chatzarei Chatzabi, Chatzarei made their own Eruv, Chatzabi made their own Eruv, so now I'm going to have items in the Chatzar, some of them I can move from one to the other, and some of them I can't, because some of them started in the house, and because each Chatzar made their Eruv, they were allowed to take it from the house to the Chatzar. And how confusing a Shabbos would it be now, according to Rabbi Shimon, where I got to keep in mind now, this item I can move from one Chatzar to another, but this item I can't. How is that going to work? So, Rabbi Shimon Tamid lo gazer. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. But I'm telling you that Rabbi Shimon's consistent. Rabbi Shimon doesn't make a gzera. And I know that for the following, did none. This should sound extraordinarily familiar to you because we've gone over this now a couple of times in the Masechta. Right? This is not Mabikius. I'm cheating. I'm looking on the side of the inside of the Gemara. Third time now in the Masechta, we're bringing up this Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Shimon Lamad, Avadamah, Lashosh Chatzeres, Pesuchos, Zuluzu, Pesuchos, Rishos, Arabin. Three Chatzeres that are next to one another, right? A, B, and C. And they're open to one another. And all three of them are opening up to the Rishos, Arabin, to the street that's in front of them. V'Yivushay, Chitzonis, Yimayim, Tzais. And what happened was, is that A merged and made a joint Erev with B. C merged and made a joint Erev with B. And you remember we had that whole discussion, well, if A merged with B, and B merged with C, so how is it not that we have a corporate union? And how did and not everyone become merged together? The Gemara asked that question earlier, and we discussed that question earlier, and if you remember, great, and if not, so then that means it's time for Chazara. And I think I'm talking to myself right now. So the, so Hoshtei Chazaris Imaim Tzais, He Muteris Imahen Vehein Muteris Ima. So what do we learn? That according to Rabbi Shimon, A can carry to B, and C can carry to B, and Rabbi Shimon's not worried that A is going to carry to C. A is not allowed to carry to C, and Rabbi Shimon says, it's us to do so, and I'm not worried it's going to happen. Meaning if somebody carries from A to B, it carries an item from A to B, so and I see people carrying from B to C, hey, I'll just simply go all the way from A to C. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not worried, people know not to do that, and therefore there's no concern. And so therefore you see that Rabbi Shimon, generally speaking, doesn't make zeros. And then the Gemara is going to extrapolate. Even though the cases are not exactly the same. The cases are not exactly the same, understood. But the general feel of Rabbi Shimon, that we don't make a zero when it comes to transportation from one chatzer to another, hachanami, lo gazina de masala, fuke mana de batam le chatzer. Here too, Rabbi Shimon doesn't make a gzera, meaning I know that although according to Rabbi Shimon I can carry an item from one chatzer to another, I also know that it's specific to only items that start in Shabbos in the chatzer. For items that start in the house, even though I can carry it from the house to the chatzer, but I also know that it stops there. I can't move it from this chatzer to the next. Okay. Well, but again, no, in the ABC case, you had a merger between A and B, and you had a merger between B and C.
I'm not talking about from in the house to the
chatzar. No, right. That was only for items that were in the chatzar. Mezer Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes challenges based on the following Rav Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeros. Echad Karfifas, Roshos Achas, Hein Lekelim Sheshavta Besocham, Velo Lekelim Sheshavta Besocha Bias. Okay. And now all we just did is we just quoted the Mishnah, right? Nothing too fancy. Now, what's the analysis? Now, here, how did the Mishnah read? You know, for all the items that were in the house, that start in the house, Rabbi Shimon will tell you, I can't move those items from one chatzah to another. Okay. How in the world did you get an item from the house to the chatzah? There's only one answer.
Bananas.
Well, no, that was bold and brash of me. There seemingly is only one answer. Okay, good. Right. When you learn enough Gemara, you learn how to speak carefully. There's seemingly only one answer, and that would be the main Eruv.
Right.
Okay, so good. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where each one of the Chatzers made their own independent Eruv. And what does Rabbi Shimon say? That for the items that start in the house, I can't take those items and move them from one Chatzer to another. So the Hainu de Mishkach, I'm sorry, Hainu de Mishkach Allah, Manu de Batim Chatzer, Ela'iyam Arbishlo Irvu. But if in the Mishnah no Erev was made, Hechi Mishkach Allah, Mani Debatim Bechatzer. How in the world are you going to get an item from the house into the Chatzer if no Erev was made? You're not, then you're rabbinically prohibited from taking an item from the house to the Chatzer. So how do we get to the scenario, and how in the world are we making a distinction? Items that start in the Chatzer, they can be transported. Items that didn't start in the Chatzer, they can't be transported. Well, if they didn't start in the chatzer, and there's no Eruv, how are we getting them from the house to the chatzer? Brain teaser. But the Gemara says, Humosev la, Vumefarik la, and this is, I believe, now the second time that we've given the solution to this dilemma, the Kumta Visudra. Well, it's very simple. Meaning, even if we don't have the benefit of an Eruv, I'm allowed to get dressed, right? So what I do now is, I get dressed in the house, and then what I do is I walk outside. Even without the benefit of an Eruv, that's clothing, it's called wearing clothing. You could do that in the Rosh Hashanah. And then what you're going to do once you're in the Chatzir is you could put the item down in the Chatzir. Take off your hat in the Chatzir. I think earlier, right, I don't know if we talked about this, but in other words, take off your hat, meaning what? Okay. Okay, fine. But oh, maybe the yarmulke was under that. Okay, good. Anyway, I think we talked about it. Right, in all the notes on the daf, they have that discussion of how you're going without something on your head. But anyway, okay, so that solves the problem of how in the world could I have taken an item from the house to the chatzer without the benefit of an eruv? Okay, tashma. Again, let's remind ourselves before we get lost in the forest. Let's remind ourselves what's happening right now. First of all, we're in Sadi Alpha Med Beis. Okay, that's we turned the page. And number two, we're in the following discussion. We've established the halachas like Rabbi Shimon, which means that I can carry an item from one chatzer to another chatzer. Even if the chatzeros were not joined in a joint Eruv, I'm still allowed to do so because, again, you're allowed to go from one type of outdoor facility, enclosed facility, to another type of outdoor enclosed facility. Good. That's a given. What if each one of the Eruv made separate... Well, sorry. What if each Chatzar made separate Eruvin? So now we have a machlokus between the Amoraim. Rav says, and Dr. Zagi said it perfectly, Rav says that if each one made an Eruv, that hurts you. In other words, then I won't be able to carry from one Chatzar to another, because now with an Eruv in place for each Chatzar, the fear will be, I'm going to carry from the house to the Chatzar, and then I'm going to take that item from one chatzer to another, which of course you're not allowed to do. And both according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're not concerned. We're not concerned. Rabbi Shimon's not concerned. And so therefore, because again, he doesn't make zeros like that. You're not allowed to carry from the house to a chatzer, from the chatzer to another chatzer. But we're not afraid that people are going to do that. Okay. So that's the machlokas amarim we have within the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. And once again, we're trying to... going through Mishnayos and Brisos to see who seems to be more supported by Mishnayos and Brisos. Tashma, we're on the very top of Sadi Alpha Mid Beis. Anshe Chasav Anshe Merpesa Shech V'lo Irvu. So I have people living on the first floor and people living on the second floor, and they forgot to make a joint Eruv. They should have made a joint Eruv, they forgot to do so. Now, how are the people from the second floor leaving the Chatzer? So as Rashi points out over here, there's going to be a ladder or steps. They're going to allow them to descend. Let's say a ladder right now, to make it simple. So they're going to have a ladder that allows them to descend into the first. So don't they have drisas haregel into the first? Okay, we discussed that before. What about the fact that the ladder is basically a Pesach? So if you remember, and Rashi reminds us, a ladder is really two things. A ladder is both a Pesach and it's also a mechitza. And so therefore, the ladder is not going to be any different than just simply a wall. Okay, all this, I mean, I just, I know I'm throwing a lot of things out there. But just right now, the basic point that we all have to acknowledge is that there are two separate reshuyos. Okay, there are people living on the first floor and the people living on the second floor. And they didn't make a joint Eruv. Now, this idea that the people on the top floor can carry within themselves, and the people on the bottom floor can carry within themselves, that's only if each one, each grouping, the first floor made their own separate Eruv, and the second floor made their own separate Eruv. Aval, however, so, but without the benefit of an Eruv, so then the Gag and the Chatzer and the Chsadra and the Merpeses, they're all considered one Rishus. They all have one identity, and so therefore I'm allowed to carry from Gag to Chatzer. From Chatzar to Achsadra, meaning these outdoor enclosed areas, I could basically transport an item from one to another if no Eruv was made. Okay.
No,
absolutely not from that. No, from the houses, no one would stay allowed to do that. But in other words, from one outdoor enclosure to another outdoor enclosure. A simple reading of this Mishnah or Braisa, whichever one it may be, tells us that I can only transport items from one chatzar to a gog, and from one chatzar to another, only if no eruv was made. Taima de lo eruv, ha eruv lo. Now, that's only if no eruv was made. But if there was an eruv, so then no. Now, ha mani rabbanan he. So the Gemara says, well, maybe what we could suggest is that this is not the shita of Rabbi Shimon, but rather this is the shita of the Chachamim. Dekanami de lo ketani karpof. In fact, we could easily say that because what was conspicuously absent from the Braisa, the Karpov was absent from the Braisa. If it was Rabbi Shimon, if the author of this Braisa was Rabbi Shimon says that all these outdoor enclosures have one singular identity. And the fact that the Braisa didn't mention Karpov tells us that the Braisa is not Rabbi Shimon. And so, yeah, you're right. The Braisa does make a distinction between whether they made an Eruv or whether they didn't make an Eruv. But to sidestep the whole issue, we'll just simply identify the author of the Braisa as the Chachamim. So, Shema Minah. Tashma. The Gemara says, let's do this again. Chamish Chatzer Asa Psucha Zula Zula Psucha Samavoy V'shachu Kulam V'lo Irvo Asa Lahachnas L'hosim Echaz Samavoy Omen Amavoy L'chatzer V'kelon Sheshavta B'chatzer Moto Talatam B'chatzer U'v'mavoy Aser V'Rabbi Shimon Matir Shai Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Zman Shein Sharabim V'shachu V'lo Irvo Gag V'chatzer V'chzajim V'pesos V'karfaf U'mavoy Kulam V'shus Achas Hein. I know I just read a lot. I'm aware. But basically, what we just read at the end of this Braisa was the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says that as long as these are public enclosed areas, and as long as no Eruv was made, right, that's key, as long as no Eruv was made, so then I can take an item and transport it from the roof to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the achsadra, from the achsadra to the merpeses, from the merpeses to the karpov, you get the point. But, and the mavoi as well. Hold on. We're going to come back to that. But what do you see from this Braisa? That again, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though he is the most lenient, but that's only if no eruvim were made. Once an eruv is made, so then I can't carry from one chatzar to another. Time adolo irvu ha irvu lo. So my lo irvu. Lo irvu chatzeres bahade hadade. So the Gemara says, you know what it means when it says lo irvu? It means no joint eruv was made. That's what the Braisa means. So lo irvu chatzeres bahade hadade. Ha chatzer badem irvu. Vaha lo irvu ketani. So the Gemara says, okay. So, but it says lo irvu, my lo irvu lo nishtatvu. So the Gemara says that when it says lo irvu, it means that a shituf wasn't made. In other words, a joint eruv to merge everyone together. Okay, vi by thamer, Rabbi Shimon l'devrem derabbanan kamar, or the Gemara says that's one solution. So the first solution is that we're just going to reinterpret what the word eruv means. Eruv means shituf, and all it means is that We didn't make one global Eruv. We didn't merge everyone together. But even if there were independent Eruvim that were made, even according to Rabbi Shimon, I can carry from one chatzah to another. Another solution, says the Gemara, is that Rabbi Shimon wasn't expressing his own viewpoint at all. Rabbi Shimon le devrem de Rabban and Kamar lo. Lididi. Meaning Rabbi Shimon starts off the whole discussion by, look, you asking me? Loshna irvu veloshna lo irvu. I don't think there's any distinction whatsoever. I'm allowing you to carry from one chatzah to another, from a chatzah to a gog, from a cog to a karpuf, etc., etc. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But look, I know your shita, and I know you disagree with me. But at least give me this. Meaning, maybe I can understand your position. I'll disagree. But maybe I can understand your position if each chatzah made their own independent eruv. And again, the fear would be that then the person would be carrying from the house to the chatzah, and then from one chatzah to another chatzah. But at least give me this. For items that start, if there was no eruv that was made, all the items in the chatzah started in the chatzah. And so then at least give me the idea that you'd be allowed to carry from one chatzah to another. And from one chatzah to a gog. And the Chachamim say to Rabbi Shimon, you don't understand our position at all. They are two different identities, meaning the Chatzer and the Karpaf are simply two different identities. And that's why you can't carry from one to the other. Okay. Amar mar uve mavui aser. Okay, now. Okay, breath. Okay, we're on this topic, we're basically done. Meaning, so let's just quickly recap. It's very simple. Meaning, in terms of the layout of today's daf, it's very simple. Meaning, if I could just quickly summarize what we've done so far today, an exploration of the analysis of all three opinions, Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon, in terms of what exactly you're allowed to do in terms of transportation of items from one outdoor enclosure to another type of outdoor enclosure, and then the halacha, who do we follow like? Answer, we follow like Rabbi Shimon. That's that all the Amoraim agree to, that the halacha goes like Rabbi Shimon. And so therefore you're allowed to carry from one outdoor enclosure to another. And all of them basically have the same identity. I can carry from a chatzah to a karpuf, from a karpuf to a gog. And basically I can navigate through all three different domains. And then the only question is, for Rabbi Shimon, is there going to be a difference if the chatzah is made separate Eruvin? According to Rav, then yes. Yes meaning... yes, it would make a difference, and no, I would not be allowed to carry from one chatzah to another for fear that people are going to be carrying from the house to the chatzah and subsequently from the chatzah to another chatzah. That's the opinion of Rav, and Rav Yochanan and Shmuel disagree, and they feel that no, according to Rabbi Shimon, no decree is made, there is no such gzeirah d'rabbanan, and therefore according to Rabbi Shimon, you're always allowed to carry from one chatzah to another, and one chatzah to a gog, and from gog to a karpuf, and again, only if the item started in the chatzah going into Shabbos. So far, so good. Let's just finish up the daf. Amamar uvamavui aser. Now, we just quickly touched on the idea of mavui. Now, lema misayeh leila Rabbi Zera Amarav, de Amar Rabbi Zera Amarav. Mavui shalom nishtat fubo. Okay, now I have a mavui. Remember, the mavui is an alleyway. It's enclosed. Enclosed on three sides. So therefore, it's a reshus yachid. However, in order to transport an item from a chatzer to a mavui, so we need a shituf, like we've been discussing time and again. Let's say we didn't make a shituf. And so therefore, this mavui was not incorporated amongst the chatzeros. So the Gemara quotes the name of Zer as follows. Mavui shel nishtat v'bo ein metaltlan el bedalad amos. That according to Rabbi Zera, now Rabbi Zera is an Amora, but according to Rabbi Zera, if the Mavui was not Mishutaf, if it was not incorporated by the Chatzeros, so the Mavui, even though it's the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, is given karmaless status. And therefore, not only am I not allowed to transfer from the Chatzer to a Mavui, that's a given, but even in the Mavui itself, I cannot carry an item from one end of the Mavui to the other end of the Mavui. It's given karmala status. Now, why would that be? In other words, we'll never say that about a chatzer. And a chatzer is an enclosed area, and even without the benefit of an eruv, we all agree that I can take an item and move it from one part of the chatzer to another part of the chatzer. Why should a Mavui be different? The answer is very simple. Because a Mavui opens up to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so there's more people, there's more traffic. So therefore, according to Rabbi Zera, the Mavu is given Karmala status. All we want to do now is maybe support Rabbi Zera based on the Braisa that we just read, because the Braisa does say the words Mavui Aser. So the Gemara says, Ema u la Mavui Aser. So the Gemara says, well, maybe all the Braisa meant was is that it can't transport an item into the Mavui, from the Chatzir into the Mavui. Maybe that's all the Braisa means. Hainu Reisha. So the Gemara says, okay, but didn't the Braisa already make that point in the earlier part of the Braisa? The part that I really sped read through? So Mishnah Yaseira Itzrich Le'mao Detema. So the Gemara says, no, it may sound redundant, but it's necessary. I might have thought, keep Ligra Banala Rabbi Shimon Hani Milehecha de Irvu. That's only if they made an Eruv. Avahecha de lo Irvu Module. But without the benefit of an Eruv, maybe there would have been an agreement. Kamash Malan. So that's the Chiddush. Chiddush is, even if no Eruv was made. So Amalei Ravin L'Rav Ashi, Mi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi. Now the Gemara says, okay, let's now bring it back full circle to the beginning of today's daf. We pass like Rabbi Shimon, and not only do we pass like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if the two Chatzeros made an Eruv, independent Eruvin, still Rabbi Shimon will tell you, I'm allowed to transport an item from one Chatzer to another Chatzer. Good. And all this is according to Shmuel and according to Rav Yochanan, who argue with Rav. Good. The Gemara now wants to know one last question, give and take of the day, of the morning. V'ham Rav Yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. The Gemara says countless number of times that according to Rav Yochanan, the halacha falls like a stam mishnah. And v'tzinan, and we learned in a stam mishnah, kosel shebein shtei chatzeros, that if I have a wall between two chatzeros, gavah asar v'rachav arba'a, which is 10 tefachim high, and there is a landing on the top of the wall that's 4 tefachim. So ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. So that means that each chatzer now is a separate entity. They cannot make one joint eruv because there's no pesach between the two chatzeros. Ha'yibrosha peros alu elo olam mikan va'ochlen ve'elo olam mikan va'ochlen. And what if there's fruit on the top of the wall? So we can both of us can scale the top of the wall and eat the fruit on the top of the wall. Vavad shelo yirido lamata. You can't bring the fruit in. Let's say that again. You can't bring the fruit in. I can't move fruit from the top of the wall into the chatzer. Now, it's just 1 second. Why not? We're not talking about bringing the fruit into the house. We're talking about bringing the fruit from the top of the wall to the chatzer. Now, if the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, the question begs, well, why not? Hey, right? In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, aren't you allowed to move items from one chatzer to another? And if you're allowed to move items from one chatzer to another, certainly sounds like I can move an item from the top of the wall into the chatzer. So it's a stam mishnah, and it sounds like the stam mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. And so Rav Yochanan, how can you say what you're saying? So my lamata lamat labatim. So the Gemara says, you know what the mishnah means? It means, it doesn't mean you can't bring it down into your chatzer. It means you can't bring it down to your chatzer and then bring it into your house. That's what the mishnah means. V'hatini Rabbi Chiyo v'avashalo yehi zeh omeh bimkom ava ochel v'zeh omeh bimkom ava ochel. So the Gemara says, what about the Braisa Rabbi Chiyo who's talking about omeh bimkomo, standing in his place? So amar lei v'chi Rabbi lo shana Rabbi Chiyo minayin lo. So the Gemara gives us a big klal, a big yesod, which we've seen a number of times in Shas, which is, look, Rabbi Chiyo has his Braisas. But please remember, who taught Rabbi Chiyo's Torah? Rabbi Chiyo's Torah was taught by Rabbi. So in other words, Rabbi Chiyo is never going to innovate. If Rabbi Chiyo is teaching something in a Braisa, it must be fundamentally rooted in a Mishnah. If we're saying the Pshat in the Mishnah is, you're not allowed to take it down from the wall, it means take it down from the wall and bring it into your house. Take it from the wall into the chatzer, that's fine, because the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. It means take it from the wall into the house. So therefore, when the Braisa says, O Vavashalei Yizel Omeid Bimkomo, so we'll assume, we'll understand that to mean, Bimkomo means, right, you can't bring, you could certainly bring it down to the chatzer, that's fine, you can't bring it into your house. Because, again, where's Rabbi Chiyo getting it from? He's getting it from Rabbi. And if Rabbi didn't teach it, then Rabbi Chiyo was not going to have it, is not going to innovate something new in his braisos. Good. Adkan. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow, We resume on Shabbos. More talk about Eruv Chatzeros. Okay. Thank you, public. Thank you to Stuart for taking care of the daf for the past number of days. It's his pleasure.